Good block, Ulic.
Thanks, Kay.
By the goddess of the Twi'lek, your brother handles his lightsaber well, Kay.
He's the best, Tatunita.
Whoa!
Still, are you sure you wouldn't like some help, my friend?
Oh, you know better than to ask that, Tatunita. I can handle this on my own. This training droid is old and slow.
Then maybe we should turn it up a notch. With your permission, Master Arca.
Yes, Kay. I think your older brother could use a more difficult test.
All right, Ulic. The Jedi Master has spoken. A better test for our great hero. I'll just open up this droid's energy regulators and... off you go!
That's better! But still, good enough! Whoa! To be... me! There! Hooray!
Well done, Ulic.
Thank you, thank you.
But I believe you should...
Ow!
Watch your back, my young pupil.
Ulic, you should have known that droid was still armed. Are you all right?
Sure, Kay. Just a bruised ego is all.
Your brother lets his courage cloud his mind, Kay.
Tatunita speaks well, Ulic. A Jedi needs more than mere bravery. Overconfidence has been the undoing of many a seasoned warrior. Let the Force be your strength.
You're right, as usual, Master Arca. If that training droid had been using deadly force, I'd be a burn mark on the wall right now.
Well, you still did a pretty good job on it. I'd better get to work fixing it back up.
Sit down, Kay. The droid can wait. I have a story to tell all three of you. But you must listen as a Jedi listens.
Kay, pay attention. It's disrespectful to fix your lightsaber when a Jedi Master is talking to you.
I'm not fixing it, Ulic. I'm tuning the blade.
Shh!
Open your thoughts to me. Let my words become images in your minds. Listen to me, Ulic. Listen to me, Kay. Listen to me, Tatunita. Through the Force, you will see things, other places, the future, the past. Light years from here, orbiting a yellow sun, is the world of Onderon, circled by its four moons.
I see it. It's a terrible place. Desolate.
I see it too. Creatures live there. Monsters with wings, big as skyhoppers.
With terrible jaws.
I too see the vision. Is it the future or...
the past. You see the distant past of the planet Onderon. Eons ago, the atmospheres of Onderon and its fourth moon would touch briefly during the summer season. In those days, a number of these savage creatures learned to escape the confines of their lunar home and migrated to the planet Onderon.
But there are people on that planet. Primitive. Helpless.
They'll be slaughtered.
What's that?
Creatures coming out of the clouds.
They're coming this way. Look out!
My baby! It's got my baby!
And so it was. The peaceful Onderonians were utterly unprepared for these savage beasts. The winged creatures hunted and ate them at will, grew fat and multiplied. The gentle Onderonians were forced to develop weapons of death. In a few brief years, the Onderonians learned the pleasures of hunting and began to kill the monsters for meat and sport.
Master, my people, the Twi'lek race of the planet Ryloth, say that war is the beginning of civilization.
Well, Tart, on the planet Onderon that was certainly the case. Behold the vision as the eons pass.
I see the tribes pass away. Civilization begins. Tribal culture evolved into true civilization.
But Master Arca, the vision is strange. I see only one gigantic city on the whole planet.
There is only one city on Onderon. Thanks to the constant threat of the beasts, Onderonian society developed into one great walled fortress called Iziz.
In the vision, it grows year by year.
I've never seen a city so huge.
There must be millions of inhabitants.
Watch out! The beasts are attacking!
Stay calm, Kay. It is only a vision. Year after year, the winged beasts attacked the city, drawn by the scent of Onderonian flesh. But the people developed more powerful weapons and drove the creatures back. Inside the city, civilization ruled. But beyond its walls, most of the planet remained a savage outland, roamed by the vicious beasts.
For crimes against the city, I exile you to the wilderness beyond the walls.
No! No!
During the ages, it became the Onderonians' custom to exile lawbreakers into the wilderness.
Out you go, lawbreaker!
No! Have mercy! No!
At first, the monsters provided quick and efficient execution for these outcasts. But eventually, the outlaws learned to tame the flying beasts.
Lash it down!
Get that rope secure!
Watch out for those jaws! Get that muzzle on!
A few of the outcasts established themselves as powerful warlords, with great armies of vicious beasts at their command. Onderon became a divided world. A world constantly at war, as both the outlaws and the city dwellers developed more and more powerful weapons of destruction.
The vision. It's fading.
We have reached the present. Now the people of Onderon have asked the Republic to intercede, and the Republic, in turn, has called upon the Jedi for help. I have agreed to become the watchman of the Onderon system.
Are you going to leave us, Master Arca? Or will you take us with you?
I'm not taking you with me, Ulic, because I'm staying here. You are going to Onderon.
What?
Us? I don't understand.
Don't you see, Kay? At last, after all our years of training, we've been given our first mission.